Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of Talk Radio and the new talk media. He's here to go through our list of stories, topics, if you will, the hot hits in talk radio for the week of September 19th to the 23rd. Not only does Michael have the stories, but he has the top 10 list of the people most in focus on News Talk Radio this past week. So, Michael, it is your turn to share, take over, in fact, the spotlight.
Wow, I'm in the spotlight. And, those are the people that the stories are about. But let's first do the stories. We have a lot of sports at number 10. We have National Football League action. Football season is warming up. And the baseball season is coming to its crescendo as we are pushing toward the playoffs. From the entertainment front, we have at number 9, Dancing with the Stars. At number 8, we have the Troy Davis execution. At number 7, we have the Mexican drug war. At number 6, we have Afghanistan operations. At number 5, we have the Palestinian statehood bid. At number 4, the global financial markets activity. At number 3, politics, the 2012 presidential race, and that's tied with the GOP debate or debates. Seems to be a series of those going on, and they get a lot of conversation on the radio. Number 2, the Obama debt reduction plan. And at number 1, the Fed bleak economic outlook. The economy is on everybody's mind, and people are rather unhappy. The people that we're talking about on talk radio, Chaz Bono at number 10, number 9, Troy Davis, number 8, Mahmoud Abbas, Timothy Geithner at 7, John Boehner at 6, Michelle Bachmann at 5. Number 4 is Mitt Romney. Number 3 is Rick Perry. Number 2 is Ben Bernanke. And number 1 is Barack Obama. There you go, Doug.
See, I knew it. You're prejudiced just like the rest of the news media. You put Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry in there, and you didn't put Ron Paul in. You're avoiding a star. What's the big idea?
Interestingly, Ron Paul is talked about a lot, but he's not being talked about as much as they are. And and you know something? This is 10 out of 1,000. I know you're kidding around.
I am,
but
yes.
People do come down on us. Oh, how come you don't have so-and-so? Well, they're being talked about. This is not the only things being talked about.
Right. It's a matter of gradation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you can get all of these. The list is complete at the Talkers website, talkers.com. You can check that every week. Those of you who are lovers of the format, and that's why you're listening to this program, because you want to know sort of the behind the scenes, what's going on, how is the sausage getting made, as it were. There are all kinds of great connections to our business at talkers.com.
You know what I'm finding more and more as the years go by? The people that listen to talk radio and are fans of the medium enjoy knowing more and more about how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage Factory.
Right.
They are, there's an increased interest. I know because I know how much demand there is for what we do at Talkers.
Right.
You may recall several years ago I would say, it's not for consumers. It's not for listeners. Talkers is totally for the trade.
Right.
But more and more people who are fans of talk radio or radio in general are enjoying what goes on behind the scenes.
Yep, and that's what it's all about. So there's great stories. Every day you can get updates. For example, today the highlight is what Dave Ramsey is doing. If there's a smarter guy around, I don't know who he is doing this kind of stuff. He's created a very successful national brand when a lot of people who were folks you and I know, a consultant said, this guy's never going to make it. He doesn't have it. He's too white, too vanilla, too blah. But he's figured out how to make it work with his television and his radio and books. And he's around the country now promoting this new book. Anyway, he's come up with an interesting idea, Michael, which you have explained, told a story at the Talkers Magazine website.
Yeah, and he's now launching a Spanish version of himself.
Yeah.
But he's not the host.
No.
He has Andres Gutierrez, and he is a young Dave Ramsey who speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
But that's the kind of stuff that we write about, and appreciate you mentioning it, because a lot of folks, I'm more encouraging of people to go into talkers.com. It's free. We're not selling anything, and there's a lot of good insight. And I think, you know what I think? I think that educated listeners are better listeners.
Yep.
I think that
better consumers of the medium.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just like people that go see films who know how films are made are better consumers. People that watch sports who understand the business of sports.
Yeah.
And there is a movement toward consumers of anything, being more educated about them. Mm-hmm. Even when you buy a car, mm-hmm. it's more important to know how cars are made, what makes a good car, than just how pretty it is.
I had a conversation. There are a couple of young fellows that are coming along who remind me of the Tappet brothers, the click and clack, the Tappet brothers that are on NPR. And these guys focus on hustle improvements and that sort of thing. But I had a whole long discussion on the air on the other program I do, the Good Day Show, about Tappets and what they are. And it's amazing how people will gravitate to something as silly as that in terms of conversation. Oh, what, who would have thought I could have made 14 minutes of a conversation out of asking somebody what a Tappet is?
Mm.
But do you know what a Tappet is?
Not at all.
Really?
And can you do it in less than 14 minutes?
I can do it in 14 seconds. The Tappet is the head, basically, of the valve that guides the piston back and forth between the head and the block of the engine.
Thank God.
The valve, the exhaust comes.
You told me it was something like really obvious.
No. You have to know about engines in order to understand what it is. But it's amazing how many people called with that information. That was the cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, back in the old days when I was a day-to-day talk show host,
yep.
we used to talk about, we didn't just get on and talk about left and right politics.
No.
Politics was part of the mix.
Yeah.
But I would come into the station, I did morning shows, and I would say something like, oh, my gosh, there are holes all over my lawn. Something has been eating my grass.
Yeah. What is it?
And I'm not sure what the heck is going on. And all of a sudden, it's like 30 people will call talking about the effect of gophers.
Right.
And
moles, whatever.
You know, I once did a show where I mentioned, you know something, this is crazy, but lately, when I do my laundry, there has been, like, blue stains on my underwear.
Yeah.
And the phone's lit up with people telling me how to avoid that.
Really? How do you avoid blue stains on your
underwear? Don't use a certain brand, which I will not mention. But the point I'm making is you don't hear that anymore.
Right.
Because, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but the radio has become more sophisticated in its targeting to specific audiences.
Oh, no, you'll hear all that stuff on the Good Day program, Will.
Well, what you're targeting, what you're doing there is you're targeting general conversation.
Yeah.
There are people who enjoy the art of conversation.
Right.
About things of general interest.
And we've lost some of that. The art has gone.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
And we've lost an appreciation for the wordsmiths and the skilled orators and conversationalists who know how to talk about anything with anybody and make it meaningful.
Michael Harrison helps us understand what's going on in the world of talk radio. We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in a moment.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talkers Magazine is the website, talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of their magazine. Comes out every month. There's a daily you can check online for the roundup of what's going on, the headlines from talk radio at talkers.com. One of the things that's changing in this business, as we talk about what goes on sort of behind the scenes, there are various producers of product. And one of them that's been around for quite a while, I think the Wall Street Journal report, the Dow Jones people, that's been on for, what, 15, 16 years they've been doing that show, would you think? It's been around that long?
I think it has. I'm not sure exactly, but it's been a while, yeah.
And it's expanded, and now they have an afternoon version, which seems to be catching on, with a fellow named Michael Kastner. I don't know much about him, but I heard the program the other day on a station, and I thought he actually did quite a good job. And it, you wonder, when it goes on, I think it's 6 o'clock Eastern time. So when a new show goes on like that, Michael, talk about behind the scenes, how stations learn about it, why would a whole group make a decision to carry it, and who loses, because there are only X number of radio stations, so if this guy's program is going on, somebody else's is going off.
For a long time, a local show would go off, because that was during the ascent of syndication.
Right.
Now, quite often, a different syndicated show gets thrown out, and a new one goes on. Because if anything, there's a move toward bringing back local hosts, the pendulum swinging the other way. Basically, it's like television or anything else. A big company will produce a show, make it available through the trades and through behind-the-scenes channels to the radio stations across the country, and the radio stations listen to the show, and they look at the material and look at the background, and they make a decision whether or not it fits what they're doing and whether they have room in their lineup for it. And there's a long process that takes years of spreading the number of affiliates to reach a critical mass where the show can make money in terms of selling advertising. And that's basically the way it works. One of the things the stations care about most now, in addition to quality, is that the show is going to last. That's why when the Wall Street Journal comes out with a brand new show, it has more of a chance of making it because people believe the Wall Street Journal is a solid operation, whereas some independent production company they never heard of, they may not want to invest in having the show then go out of business on them.
All right. Now, is there, I don't want to use the word danger, is there likely to be an influence? The Wall Street Journal is now owned by News Corporation, which is owned, it's the Fox parent company, and we all know that they are right of center. The Wall Street Journal has always been kind of right of center, but not crazy right of center. Is that influential, that philosophy influential in what goes on these shows?
To one degree or another, yeah, you have to see, you know, where it's coming from, who owns it, and what they're all about.
Yeah.
But not as much as people may think. For example, the Murdoch News Corp, which owns it all, is aware that their product on the Fox News Channel is more specifically targeted to an ultra-right-wing audience than their Wall Street Journal product. In other words, they're aware of the targeting,
right,
and they actually do it differently.
Yeah, it's subtle. All right. So there's the word, a little behind the scenes. We always like to hear those stories from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we get to your calls in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. Be patient. I want to have you hear this conversation from Talk Host Dave Boz, who had a conversation with Michael Medved, who's a national syndicated guy on Salem, and does a, I like his thoughts practically. I find him intelligent. They talk about a new poll on the Obama tax the rich plan.
There's a new poll out that shows that the card that Obama dealt, the card that said I can win an election on a, or I can at least convince enough people that I'm a good guy by reintroducing them to math, by saying that if we only tax the rich, our problems would go away. According to the latest poll here from Gallup, the majority of Americans were favoring large portions of Obama's plan.
The point is that if you look at the way that Gallup asked the question, this has been consistent. It hasn't really changed. If you ask people, do you think that the rich should pay more taxes? People, which is what they ask.
Yeah. People say, yeah, sure.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The rich, they can afford it. And because the assumption is, and this is the thing that we have to be so careful of, the assumption is that the rich don't pay taxes today.
Right. They assume that they're paying less than their secretaries or getting away with paying zero.
Right. And look, it's very problematic because I think what's happened here, and we have to be careful not to fall into this trap, is that Obama has pivoted from the issue of jobs, which is an issue that's deadly for him, to the issue of taxing the rich, which is irrelevant to jobs. There's no way. Can you explain to me how increasing taxes on the rich, even if you increase it to 90%, creates a single job?
I've heard you ask that a number of questions on the show, and I've yet to hear anyone answer it. They just ignore it. And the president seems to be doing the same thing. I was just thinking about this as I was reading yet more coverage of yet another one of his speeches. And I thought, I don't think I've ever seen even a Democrat. I mean, Bill Clinton would talk about trying to grow the economy. Obama almost never talks about trying to grow the economy. He talks about trying to, in a Carter-esque kind of way, try to raise revenues based on this shriveling sense of what America is.
I'll tell you, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a former Democratic senator from New York, wrote a great piece about this back in the 70s. And what he was trying to look at is, why is it that so many parts of the world that once were considered promising in the anti-colonial period, they get freed from Britain or France, and then they crash and burn. They do terribly. And he said it's because of the socialist mentality that they impose. Now, what's the essence of the socialist mentality? It's that there is a set amount of money and wealth in the world. And the only question for a society is not how do you create wealth, it's how do you divide the wealth that's already there. And that was the question that the Fabian socialists, who were so influential in Britain, were facing. So we're in a very wealthy society. America's a very wealthy society. But the point that Moynihan was making was, if you're a developing society, if you're India, the question isn't how do you divide? There is no wealth to divide. The question is, how do you make enough wealth so that everybody can have some? Now, that increasingly is the problem here in the United States.
Yep, that was more or less what I went over a little while ago. 800-510-8255. Andrew's listening in Auburn, New York to the countdown. And now, Andrew, you're on the air with your thoughts.
Hey, first of all, it really bothers me every time I hear this sort of worshiping of the rich, calling them the creators of wealth and the creators of jobs, as though it happens in a vacuum and they are the sole catalyst. I mean, jobs are created when people trade with each other, consuming and producing, and it doesn't have to be an ultra-wealthy person. And
well, nobody's suggesting it has to be. What we're suggesting is that that's what it is. That's the reality. Tell me, what jobs have you created?
Well, if I can stay on my point.
Well, I'm asking you a question because you say it doesn't take.
Every time
who do you
I
know
buy
who's not making a lot of money that
right,
created
okay,
a job?
Every time I buy something, I create a job for the person who is making
you
that product.
You don't understand how the economic system works, sir.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbor drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Doug Stephan here, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of what's going on. Same as the music shows, you hear the countdown of the country music world and the adult contemporary and the hot hits, the pop music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So about 14 years ago, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talk Radio Magazine, and I got together and we decided that doing the same thing for Talk Radio would work. Daily, we take a couple of these things. Weekly is a three-hour review on the weekend. Hopefully, your station takes it. You can hear it and download it on DougStephan.com. Go to the listen box. You'll see the highlights right there. Help yourself. That's why we do this. 800-510-8255. Billionaire Warren Buffett says folks like him ought to have to pay more in taxes. But it turns out that his firm, Berkshire Hathaway, hasn't paid what it's owed for years. You have heard me correctly. Americans for Limited Government President Bill Wilson says the company openly admits that it owes back taxes. Goes back to 2002. Quote, we anticipate that we will resolve all adjustments proposed by the Internal Revenue Service for the 2002 through 2004 tax years within the next 12 months. That's in the annual report. Warren Buffett cites outstanding tax issues, the question here from the IRS, apparently all the way through 2009. So the obvious question here is, if Buffett really thinks he and his rich friends ought to pay higher taxes, why doesn't his firm just fork over what it already owes under the current rates? The answer is likely to be he cares more about shilling for the president, who's made socking millionaires and billionaires his re-election theme song. Buffett is free to back Obama, anybody else he wants to. If his firm wants to keep its tax bill low, that's okay as well. But it would be nice if the pro-tax hike Buffett were a bit more honest about it, don't you think? 800-510-8255. For example, with his claim that, as he wrote in the Times, he paid only 70% of his income last year to the government, even as a lot of working stiffs who make less coughed up higher percentages. The fact is, unlike most other people, Buffett gets most of his income from dividends and capital gains, which are nominally taxed at 15%. Left unsaid, is that much of what is taxed at 35% before he gets his hands on it, that is the capital gains, so he's paying his taxes twice, which is what a lot of people object to in the first place, with good reason. Counting both taxes, his effective rate would really be north of 40% for a big chunk of his income. And there's more than that even. Obama and his friends like Buffett claim to want to slap only the billionaires and millionaires, but it doesn't take much to be a millionaire these days. In 2009 and 2010, fewer than a quarter million taxpayers reported income of over $1 million, and the combined bill was $200 billion. That was their tax bill. Raise the top tax rate by 13%, as Obama wants to, from 35 to 39.6%, you bring in only another $26 billion tops. And that's if your tax hike doesn't stifle the economy and kill jobs, which most people think it would. And what's $26 billion in a world of $4 trillion? $4 trillion. No wonder the tax hike on millionaires and billionaires starts with those who make as little as $200,000. Looks like Buffett's not the only one who's disingenuous, or disingenuine, whichever you prefer. 800-510-8255. Becky is in Alexandria, Louisiana. So what's up with you, Becky?
Well, you stole some of my thunder, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board with that. I'm kind of suspicious as to why someone with a case hanging over their head with the IRS is suddenly on board with this big tax hike.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. It won't bring that much money in when we can throw away billions on phony companies. And
yeah. Well, that's the thing, the essence of what you do. It's all, and this is the sad thing, and this is why even if I was a supporter when I thought it through, and this is a lot of what former supporters have said, especially people who are wealthy, they feel like this is breaking down the country even more, causing us to be split even deeper than we were before, all just to get Obama reelected. It's pretty cynical on his part to try to play this card. It's been played before by a lot of other cynical politicians on both sides. It just speaks to what the character is of the man and his intentions. That's my opinion on it. Becky, thank you. Jerry in Gainesville, Florida, you're on board. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out it one step leads to the other, but things could even out very nicely if we got rid of this 10,000-page tax code.
Sir, it's 60. It's 66,000 pages.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
66 or 64. So one of those, but it's not. It would people say, "Oh, it'd be great if it was 10,000." It's like 64,000 pages of gobbledygook, and you're sounding like somebody who supports the sales tax, a fair tax. What is it? Kane says the 999 tax. The fellow Herman. Which is,
there's all kinds of ideas, but if we took the tax away from the control of the politicians, because that's why it's 66,000 pages, all these little favors to get money for the campaigns.
Well, it's all what it is a way to control you. That's how the tax system is aimed at one thing and one thing only. That's to control you and what you do with your money.
There you go.
Yep. And so this is where we ought to have the national debate. There ought to be two reasons for people making lots of noise in the streets and elsewhere. One of them is the tax system, which is completely unfair. And the other one is the fact that we have so many people without work. And why do we have them? These two things go together. It's kind of one of those duh moments. You know, Jerry, it's, hello, why doesn't everybody see this? It's just a shame that it's being used as a wedge. I may have one opinion, you may have another opinion, but to use it as a wedge to separate people and create the kind of class warfare that these guys both rail against. You listen to Rush Limbaugh or you listen to other people who are pretty definitive with their points of view on both sides, and you get down to wondering, okay, what's this guy, who does he want to be president of? Or anybody who takes that tact? Who is it just, it's all about you then, isn't it? Okay, so speaking of that, you want to know what your taxes last year paid for? Here are examples. These are not all of them, but they are some of them. Raises at the end of last year that were given to 20 people who have jobs that were created by this administration, by this White House. Okay? Matthew Vogel, who's a special assistant to the president for economic policy, was making $71,000 when he was hired the year before last. Now, thanks to the increase in the salary, makes $130,000. That's an increase of 83%. Heather Zickel, who is the deputy assistant to the president for energy, was making $100,000 last year. This year she's making $140,000, so that's a 40% raise. Kevin Lewis is the director of African American Media. In the name of God, we need one of those for. Why is there, what, there's a director of white media and a director of black media. $42,000 he was hired at, got a raise last year to $78,000, up 86%. Elizabeth Olson, special assistant to the president, director of presidential correspondence. In other words, you send in a letter to the White House and Elizabeth Olson, she sends you a letter back again. She got hired at 76,000, is now making 110, 44% raise. Jessica Wright, the deputy assistant to the president, director of scheduling. She was hired in at 96, got a raise last year, 130, it's 34% raise there. Let's see, a couple of other good examples. Lauren Page, special assistant to the president, director of message planning, whatever the heck that is, hired in at $62,000 now, got a raise last year to 95, 53% raise. Elizabeth Nelson is the deputy director of scheduling. She came in at 45, went to 75, 63% raise. Carlos Mungi, assistant to the president and chief of staff of the Domestic Policy Council, was hired at 91, got a raise to 120, that's a 31% raise. Let's see here. David Cusack, deputy assistant to the president, director of advanced operations, got hired at $102,000 when Obama came in. Last year, got a 27% increase to $130,000. Kimberly Harris, deputy assistant to the president and counsel to the president, $130,000 was where she started. Now makes $158,500, 21% raise. Let's see here. Another interesting example. Federico Garlafe. As a director of the staff, $50,000 was his higher rate. He's now getting $75,000, a 50% raise. Dennis McDonough, assistant to the president for national security, $147,000 he was hired at, got $172,000, 17% raise last year. Joanna Masca, deputy director of advanced press information, whatever that is. Hired at 56, now makes 80, 43% raise last year. Kwesi Kobama, chief of staff at the Legislative Affairs Office, hired at 42, got a raise to 65, that's a 55% increase. Simone Stevens, deputy commission of communication, 51 to 75,000, 40% raise. Amanda Anderson, all right, so you got the idea, right? All these people were not. The top pay raise, 86%, was to the director of African American Media. What is that? Are these people doing a great job? Are you doing a great job? You get kind of those kind of raises? Talk about warfare, class warfare. Woof. All right, let's finish this discussion off with a conversation from talk host Matt Patrick, who here with Leslie Page from Citizens Against Government Waste talk about part of the president's tax plan, which would mean big changes for the post office.
Let me play something for you here, Leslie.
The Postal Service gets no money from taxpayers. It's all from postage. The Postal Service is the linchpin in an industry that's worth over $1 trillion, employs 8 million private sector workers.
Now, would you disagree with that, Leslie? You don't think we need the post office, do you?
Well, I don't think we need 8
a quasi-governmental agency that's a postal service. I think we certainly need a postal service until we go fully electronic in this country. Maybe we never will go fully electronic. There will always be people that want magazines and they want cards and stuff like packages and stuff that you can't send that way. But we don't need to have a quasi-governmental agency. You know, let's be clear. The Postal Service is not a private company.
Well, what do we do with all the saying that
as if it's true, but it isn't true.
What do we do with all the postal workers and the folks in the private sector, trucking companies that move the mail? I mean, I think a lot of people would be affected by that, wouldn't they?
Well, that's, first of all, no one is expecting that you're going to have some massive layoff. You know, if we address postal reform, we are going to have to allow the Postal Service to right-size its business, you know, its business force, its workforce, to meet its actual demands. That's called private business. That's called, you know, demand and supply.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that right now. They've got tens of thousands of employees sometimes sitting idle for days. I don't know if you saw the articles that came out earlier this month about this standby time.
Yes.
Literally, standby time. Literally, Postal Service employees going to sit in rooms and told you can't read, you can't watch TV, you have to sit here for 8 hours, and we're going to pay you anyway.
You know,
it's outrageous. And, you know, the Postal Service needs flexibility to take care of some of this stuff, but no one is addressing the fact that this business model is broken, and we need to start looking at a private sector model.
And maybe, with the fact that we've got this deficit crisis going on in this country, we'll finally get around to doing that.
All right, so there it is, another overview of where your tax dollars are going. Pretty interesting, isn't it, when you think about all the places those dollars go. It's 13 before the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear. Risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
Come into Sears to get an LG 47-inch 3D HD TV, a 3D Blu-ray player, plus four pairs of 3D glasses, all for just $999.99. Perfect for everyday use with the added excitement of 3D.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-1.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Up next on the countdown, Palestinians want statehood and recognition by the UN. We'll see what the background stuff says to us about that.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here as a contributor to a number of radio programs and efforts that I do every week. I like having him on because he has a very interesting perspective on things based on his background as the operator of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. And also, he, as an influencer, if you will, has come up with a great way for people to learn about what's going on around the world through his online LBNE alert, which he edits as well. You were quoted this past week regarding the lottery and how people are spending money even though people are poor. More people are buying lottery tickets. I think that is kind of an interesting reality. Yeah. I found myself buying lottery tickets. Can you believe it?
That is interesting.
Have you ever bought any lottery tickets?
I have not.
Never bought a lottery, you snob, you.
No, I've not. Look, here's the point. In 17 states out of 50, they've hit all-time record lottery sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that? Because the only hope and change that Mr. Obama has produced, really, is the hope that people will win the lottery, which means there is no hope. Mm. People are so anxious, so frightened, so concerned about the economic realities and hardships of the day that they believe that the only chance they have is to win the lottery, which mm-hmm. is to say they have no chance. It's a pathetic commentary on the economics of our time, but it is a very human reaction when you're desperate to hope that something will come along, no matter how implausible,
yep.
and fix your problem. So,
it is amazing.
It really is.
We have a larger group of people that are under What is it? 34,000, I think, is the level. The median income in our country is about 49,000, but you're considered poor if you make under 34,500. So all these people are going out and spending hundreds of dollars in some cases to buy these tickets. I bought them as a lot. I used to buy them when I was younger, just for the fun. I would dream all day long about what I was going to do with the money.
I think it offers not only an interesting insight into the human being. Yeah. When you get so down, so desperate, it is very normal for human beings to seek hope, and this is what we've done. Now, maybe it's turning out that the greatest fairy tale of all was the fairy tale we wanted to believe in 2008.
Change you can believe in.
Hope. Hope and change. Yeah. Hope and change.
So that was a brilliant, well, wouldn't you say that was a brilliantly executed, you're a PR guy, that was a brilliantly executed PR campaign.
Yes, and it was brilliant, and he is brilliant, except it hasn't worked. I think we have to be honest. I like Barack Obama. I almost started to cry in 2008 when the thought that this nation, this great, great nation, could heal itself of the stain of racism by electing a black man president of the United States was one of the most beautiful moments in modern American history.
Yeah.
But, my good friends, whether we like Barack Obama or think he's brilliant or charming, which we all do, it hasn't worked. He has spent unbelievable amounts of your children and grandchildren's money for a solution that hasn't produced.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's a bad man. I don't think he's Hitler. But I think it is fair to say that the results of his economic program have been nothing short of terrible.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Now, just about a minute left here. The economic outlook is the number one item on the Talk Radio Countdown this week.
Jobs.
Yeah, Pat Buchanan has a new book out which says America dies by the year 2025. Other than the pathetically horrible way that the title is set forth, you know, you wonder why that stuff sells. Is it for the same reason that people go out and buy lottery tickets?
Well, it is. There has always been a market for apocalyptic prediction. Mm. There's always been a market for... But look, although the idea that America will cease to exist is absurd.
Of course it is.
Okay? Yeah. What is not absurd is to say that we are on such a disastrous trajectory.
Of course, yeah.
That the America that we knew and understood could cease to be that America easily by 2025.
Mm. All right. There's a lot of food for thought there. We've run ourselves out of time. Always great to have the influence of your thoughts. Michael Levine is the president of Levine Communication Office and the editor of the LBN eLert, which you can go online and find. Just Google LBN eLert. Michael Levine here on the Countdown.